Community dialogue. Now we are noye munaraunda. Taking it down to the grassroots.
Listening to my station, your station, of course, the FM stereo, that one station that always brings you nothing but the best. This is the voice of Kudakwashi Jivuri, the voice of the community dialogue, where we delve deep into different communities, society. In each episode of the community dialogue, we have an opportunity to discuss with the residents, officials, and different people from all walks of life. But for the, like what we have said earlier on, for the next 12 weeks, we are doing an episode and a series where we are delving deep into leadership, as far as leadership things, leadership issues are concerned. If you need to get in touch with us, do so on our WhatsApp number. That's 0772-168-045. As well as the end of the show, I will do show share the number of Dr. Mugabiri. As well as if you need to get in touch with us, do so on our WhatsApp number. That's 0772-168-045. As well as Harare 106.4 Blawayo, 106.7 Gweru, 104.3 Chivu, 99.8 Machingo, 96.1 Mutare, 95.4, as well as Chimani Mani. Last but not least, that's 91.3. Today we want to dwell on one of the important issues in our society, in our day-to-day life, the issue to do with career decision-making skills. Career decision making skills. Doc, when you hear about the word career decision making skills, what basically runs into your mind?
Thanks, Koda, and I would like to greet our listeners. I would like to say career decision making is probably one of the most important decisions one would make. I think it's like you will invest a lot of time and effort and a lot of resources in that decision. Imagine a lot of us have had to spend many years either in college or many years in university pursuing a career. I've sat at many prize giving days for schools, and you know, this is the time when we have prize giving days.
Yes.
And I've seen learners sometimes getting A's, and there's a lot of celebration, ululation. But I always say the destination is not getting A's. The destination is the career. So you can get A's, or you may not even have A's, but the reason you go to school, which was one question I asked the learners when I went to a camp a few months ago. I asked them, how many years do you spend in school? And they calculated from ECD to university first degree, it's 19 years. And then I said, what is the destination out of 19 years of being in school? Where do you want to arrive? What is the destination? And the answer was, the destination is career. You are spending 19 years to prepare for a career. And the question we need to ask ourselves is, how many people are actually ready to make a quality decision for that career? I think a lot of people make a lot of effort, but they've not thought through making that important decision, which is the career. So that's how important, I want to say, this is the weight of the decision. To say you are actually investing 19 years of your life to end up at a destination which we call what? Career.
Well, at least we are aware of that, talk profound indeed. People invest a lot of their time into careers. So at what time or at what age do you realize, you know, I need to make the best decision? During our previous episode, you've spoken about people who are doing my careers because of parents. We've seen a lot of people in this world, my first degree, that's the usual language, my first degree is in accounts, but I'm going to media. What's really the confusion in the proper age? Everything.
Right. That's a very interesting insight you are raising, Kuda. We said over 70% from the research we did, over 70% of professionals are in careers that don't match what they are wired for. In other words, they are enduring what they are doing. And that's a sad place to be. It's almost like, you know, you get on a bus and you want to go to Bulawayo. Then you discover, but you are the one who is paid for that bus, but you jumped on the wrong bus. So I think that's a serious one, that a lot of people are not comfortable. And you have asked an important question: at what point should that decision be made? Let me say the response to that is the sooner the better. You know, now if you go into nurseries, you will notice if you go to graduations, the nursery kids are now putting on my uniforms and which I imitate the careers that they want to follow. You know, so you, when you go to their graduations, you will find Mamakafika policemen, army, you know, and nurse, doctor. Why? Already at that nursery level, the imagination is already about career. The message is already you are learning to have a career in the future. They are already getting excited about it. So for me, even at primary school, I would say for parents, for example, you need to start to identify the talents, the passions of your kid. I think that's an important one. The sooner as parents you can start to discover, the better. But also for the kids themselves, the sooner you can start to discover who you are and what you love doing in life, the better. Why? Because the sooner you discover that, you can then start to think of career decision making. Mentorship becomes an important area. We know we say when you are making a career decision, it should not be abstract. You need other people who are in that career, who can allow you to give you, I mean, who can share with you some insights.
Some reality.
Yes, some reality check. We call it reality check in career decision making. You need a reality check so that you are not just making an abstract. Because what I found, a lot of young people make decisions which are very abstract and very romanticized. Where they see a career is a romantic world where you just get big cars, a good job, you are powerful, there's lots of money, and it's so detached from the actual realities of what happens on the ground.
We have quite seen that, dog, even in high schools, especially to do with A level. Wangonoti ma arts aywa and you know masnaida sukanaka wangonoti commercials and wangonoti sense. There is this segmentation, there is this discrimination that usually, which has led many youths. I would want to concur with you to my courses, my careers, abasingade. So I want you to school me on this one, dog. Not all parents are clever. I love the proverb that always say, even foolish or people grow older. You saw a younger one, one paying on grow older. But the ability. You could identify a career, because something that is important, mwanzo wa rungu, which are different from us. Mwanzo wa rungu, wanyasa watu mwana wangu, anugo na zokuswima. And they venture most of the time to mwana yeye, I make sure awa anazunizu, ashtanga chukura. But black people, I don't know that mentality. How do we go about that, dog? Yes, in as much as like we are saying this, it might be theoretical or gender zagadaro, but what's the practical way? How does she cement that career talent?
Wow, I mean, Koda, you are raising very critical issues here. Very critical. I think let's the first thing we need to look at here is, as part of the career decision making process, we need to debunk my stereotype. I think there are a lot of stereotypes which I feel are very damaging. Right?
You can mention another two dogs as we are passing one.
Sure. Let's look at one of those stereotypes. One of those stereotypes is that if you are very sharp and if you have a high IQ, the best career pathway for you is in sciences. Careers that are in the sciences. I actually did some research on this, which is quite interesting. Where you actually find that for schools, you tend to find a bias to actually say, if a kid, for example, has got 7 A's, it's almost a given That kid is 7 A's at all level. For lower 6, they must be in the sciences.
Yes.
And yet it doesn't necessarily follow.
Because
exactly. So when you're picking order, you know, to you, the best should go kuma sciences, second best kuma commercials, and then bottom drawer ma arts. And it doesn't necessarily follow. It shouldn't necessarily be like that. It's also we've done my career assessment tests. We've worked with the Joshua Nkomo, worked with the Joshua Nkomo students for 10 years. And these were the best, you know, in terms of academic acumen.
Yes.
But I my tests. We discovered actually there were quite a number of them who had been pushed to go for sciences in their schools. But for no matter my career assessment tests, Kobulama results are not sure what you inclination yake in terms of how they are wired. My commercials or my arts. And also, I think Tikatasa in reality, in the real world of work, my stereotypes are, they don't count. I think that's what we need to know. In the real world of work, there is nothing which says those who are into sciences are the best, and those who are commercials are second best, and those who are arts are third best. It's there's nothing like that.
Sure.
In fact, if you actually look at it, you look at my celebrities. The celebrities in this world are arts.
Yes.
And some of the most richest people we've seen in this world are Maruma arts. And some of the most creative people and so forth. So Ndukutinini, we need to debunk Nyayema stereotypes. Ngatire geku uta one size fits all approach. Yokuti mwana anfarat ainde uku. Ndoku numbudiri lava nao kukatu uku ndoku nyemari uku. No, no. Indofuka uti we need to respect the way that child is wired. And katada rui papapo, we should accept kune wanavari high IQ. And we should accept that. But also there are kids who may not be high IQ, but it doesn't necessarily mean they cannot have a career. I think this is where we've, you know, we've got language, triple stereotypes. In my language, I didn't know language. That's very damaging language, which can affect confidence and self-esteem. And yet, you know what? It's not everyone who should be an A-grade student. It's not everyone who should get my A's who will be most successful in life. Life is not like that. Reality will pay you. There are people who may not necessarily be A grade, but vale zvavainazvo. Saka kana tofanga kuti mune mumwe munhu tidzidze kuti iye ane chi kuchizvona tinoti kwai hakuna munhu anoberekwa asina chakafumbata. Saka we should actually respect kuti umwe nomwe mwana ane zvainazvo. And the career decision making you should zero in on my gifts and my talents and my abilities and my anyone I otherwise no kwadza vana vanokurova vachizvi tarisira pasi vachizvishora vachiti because handina kuwana order handina kupfanana nouyu. No, we shouldn't compare them with others. Let's accept them for who they are and let's allow to build my careers for my talents and my unique abilities. Omwe nomwe mwana.
Just a follow up to that dog. The day before yesterday, I wrote on my status that this statement that usually in society is that a stereotype into another in society. Look at your age mates. So I wrote that on my status because this statement is compelled men into incarceration, into my unhealthy relationships, into my forced marriages. So instead of parents playing a bigger role in shaping in discovering the talents, there are some parents who are just toxic. They use those language. I'm the same class. Parents usually say those statements. As far as career development skills are concerned, how this is a stereotype affecting Wana and how this can be addressed.
Sure, Kukuda, this is key. Even within a family, you will notice you are born in one family as siblings, but you are differently talented. You are talented in different ways. You have different abilities.
Sure.
I think we should never try to force our kids to be like other kids, whether within the family or outside the family. I think let's accept each child in the manner they are gifted and talented and build on that foundation. For me, that's the key thing. Affirm them, support them for who they are and for what they want to do. I think that's a very important one. We have affected the confidence of kids. Like you have said, Everyone is married. Why are you not marrying? It's not, people should not marry because other people are marrying.
Yes, yes, yes.
You should marry because you are ready for marriage. And everyone is doing this. Why are you not doing it? No, no. I think let's allow everyone to be an OG. I always talk about being an OG, an original. To say, allow your kid to be an OG. Let them be an original. Let them feel they are unique, they are different, they are special. I think at the end of the day, we should encourage each person to say, be the best version of yourself in terms of your potential.
Yes.
Whatever talent you have, let that come out best. And as you follow your own talent, your gifts, then you become the best version of yourself. In fact, you'll be the most fulfilled person. It will give you the success that you want. But I think this thing of wanting to say everyone should become like, do you know those knows that when you write a go jealousy? Because there's an healthy competition.
Yes.
At the end of the day, everyone is looking at someone else. I want to become like someone else. Yes. Why do you want to become like someone else?
Yes.
Be yourself. Accept, we've got even my adults who never run my bus, are still satisfied with who they are. Why? Because they are wanting to become like someone else. Just be you. There is only one Kuda, there is only one Charles Mugaviri.
Yes.
And Charles Mugaviri should be comfortable to be Charles Mugaviri. I shouldn't be trying to be Kuda, and Kuda shouldn't be trying to be Charles. And I think it is that which causes a lot of disharmony, even in my relationships. Because tripuda kufanana. In terms of what I think, let's respect each person for who they are. In terms of, do you think it was not God's wisdom to create us all different? All of us. Even if I know my identical twins, Akuna was not identical. Research has even shown good my heartbeats that were different among individuals. We are all unique, we are all different. Why were we created different? Because we are meant to be different.
And we're meant to serve a different
purpose.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much on that talk. That was so profound. Let's talk about this talk. We have mentioned a lot of aspects as far as discovering, as far as coming up with a career is concerned. How is the role, or what is the role of society in shaping one in choosing career?
Right. We there is a saying that you know, in Africa it takes a village to raise up a child. I think that is a very special thing, that we are a community people. I am because you are because I am.
Yes, but what is you on that talk? Do we still, these aspects really exist? Because even a church, we are having issues at one or another. They are not popota. And so forth, which is bridging a lot of gaps as far as maybe we'll choose where my career is concerned.
Yes, I think what we should look at is, we are talking about collective wisdom. I think for me that's what we are looking at, where we are saying there is wealth in collective wisdom. We are better off when we have got wisdom that comes also from others to shape us and to guide us. But I think it works well when that collective wisdom has got wisdom in it. But when that collective wisdom is not wisdom, then there are problems. Now, when it now comes to careers, let's come to the career issue. When it comes to careers, collective wisdom may be negative when then I, as a parent, want my child to fulfill my career dreams, or the mother wants the daughter to fulfill her career dreams. You know, we have got many kids. When we did our research, we discovered there are many kids out there, many professionals rather, who are following careers, and you ask them, but you're doing this thing, you don't like it. Where did this come from? They'll tell you, you know what? My parents imposed it on me. You go to the parents, what happened? The parents will tell you, I failed to follow that career myself. So I saw my child as an opportunity to fulfill what I failed to do.
Yes, yes.
So now that kind of wisdom now doesn't help. So I'm saying, when it comes to careers, we need to appreciate that God in his wisdom wired people differently. And the wisdom should be about how do we help this child to discover what is in them. Because Isusu, say Muri, say community, tinoona. And we know that we are not And our role as a community and as a families is then to say, ah, we can see what is in you. And we affirm it. We encourage it. And we actually say, you know what? This is the path for you to follow. When you are choosing a career, I think if you choose something in this area, you'll be very good. Why? We are seeing it in you. We are not imposing it. We are not imposing it on you. We are seeing it in you. This is where, for me, the community comes in. The community should be the eyes and the ears that can observe, even from nursery. We can observe. We can observe and so forth. My family, let's observe. And to talk about Jesus, what are the career implications for these gifts and talents? Element we should then give opportunities. Could talent AI eaten even nurtured? Ikure. Tichipama platforms nama opportunity. Can you manage chipocho kuimba? In the case we're not sure my church man was it. Could I manage chipocho kuimba? Nga mupea imbi. Utubata microphone. Microphone.
Well, yes.
And we are setting, we are affirming Chipo Chirima.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant talk. Brilliant, brilliant. Yes, indeed. I'm seeing a lot of messages that are also coming through our WhatsApp number. And also, if you need to get in touch with us, do so. That's our WhatsApp number, is 072168045. Doku, you said from the old African proverb, it takes the whole village to raise a child. We are now talking about a village full of maybe bad tendencies, toxicity. We're talking about a village which kills the value, maybe yongwana or ngayemun mukuru. So as one who is being trained, who is being coached under your organization, your legacy building leaders, how does a student will manage, or does a student manage to distinguish this bad behavior? Yes, you mentioned wisdom, but what else is another tool that helps to one aramaka me on my principles? Because you've seen a lot of that. Maybe the parents, they don't have a problem, but when one is aborting, then the problem starts to emanate. Pizza no ipi wa anichenge la uchumba maana no ipi wa, but when one is aborting aruba aita wild, how best do we address this issue?
Very interesting question there, Kuda. I think Guana, because we are now about to, I think it's important to also say to the children and to the young people out there, you should avoid having unhealthy competition with others. You don't have to compare your life with the lives of others. You are coming from your own family, and your own parents have got a certain level, your lifestyle, nama resources. You know, sometimes young people put themselves under a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Because they are comparing themselves with another kid who comes from another family. You know what? You don't know where that kid is coming from. You don't know where that money is coming from. You don't know what those parents are doing to get that money. And we are not all meant to be. I always say to people, open your head, we're going to find a minwe. You look at our fingers. Our fingers don't look the same size. That's the reality of life. So you will find that in life, you will always have other people who are different from you. Others are ahead of you. Others are behind you. Others are at the same level with you. But I think don't get into the unhealthy habit of wanting to compete very unhealthy. You now want to become what you are not. No. I think life requires a certain level of contentment. Kugutsikana kuti ini ndo zvandiri, mhuri yedu ndo zvairi, mhuri yedu ndo zvairi kukwanisa. You know, as I am going kuchikoro, matachi andinopona na maparents angu, this is what they can afford. And ndo level yatiri. And guess what? Live your life with an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. Kuti ndinototenda kwazvo kuti iko zvinezvika isu tiri apa. and into Shatinokwanisa. But you know what? Life has got seasons and times. Mm. It doesn't matter to Power Ripa or permanent station. Mangwana is no sanduka. You can even go further ahead than Varukuperi Kwaku. Just to take a move, don't worry about it. It's their time. It's not your time. Your time will also come. Second, contentment. I think when we wonder, even when we kurunda, when anyone wants to pressure, I will tell you the other time that I have attended. Kuchech, you know what I had? Kuanza kupindra na mzimbati tamu na matukwa kunyetsa. Kwa why? Kwa vanu wanotarisa tumba mangu muni. You know, kwa wamu wane TV screens akakura, kwa wamu wane masofa kadai, and I said, that's not even spiritual. What are you looking for? Saka ndikuti, tinozi kanga nisa ifi ni wane wakuru, nekuta unhealthy competition. Nukue nzanisa, utu yaka fekei, uyanei, uyanufamba nei, it's not necessary. You know what, gutskana nukugamchira, iwe na asi ndo pauli. Asi, ramba ushida kukura kuva pauli, ushinda pane next level. But usiri pa pressure. Yukutu nakufana nani nge, ndo panuva uroi, ndo panuva godo, ndo panuva kuzovengana, and a lot of zvimwe zvinzuri evil, zvinozova, pakuda kuzvienza nisa. Ndo saka mjua unyongo mkati memuri, makaberekwa na mai wamwe chete, makava dumburu mwe chete na makaberekwa. Padu mkasotarisa mupenyu, kubudirira kwenyu, kune kwa katusiana. Neswa mnutu wachifa, shakadi, shakatusiana. Saka learn to accept and celebrate and be grateful for who you are and for where you are.
Thank you so much, Doc. I think we are now running out of our time. But before we conclude this special episode of the Community Dialogue today, as we were discussing about the important aspect of career decision-making skill, Doc, is pressure you on a practical level? Pressure iriko real.
But I think a lot of it, in the world, it is unhealthy. Pressure in pani pairi positive. And did
you?
Yes. Because you know my exams. Kunyoma exams is a pressure zone.
Yes.
Right? Kungosan to your exam. It's a pressure. But pressure you know but some not averring. Kunyango manangas na energy kuiring and taka kuiring. Because the exam pressure, you know. So pressure you know but pressure, for example, imenda ndugu taura kuda, yokuongo zima kuti but inindi ne potential, mupenyo wangu, yokuita shunziri nani, kudarika swandiri kuita, I can achieve more than I'm achieving. I'm not looking at other people, I'm looking at my potential, and I'm saying potential yangu inini sa Charles Mugaviri, I can achieve more, I can do more, to create a pressure within myself, to work harder, to have a vision for better things. Iyo pressure ndiri kuti iri positive yakanaka. Yakanaka kwazvo. Saka munoti mu pressure chakanakira kuti budisa mu comfort zone. Nokuti kana ukashaya pressure unoramba uri mu comfort zone and unotadza kukura nokuenda pane level inotevera upenyu.
Doc, we have quite seen quite a number of incidents, maybe robbery yekuti kumana. They are not content, like what you are saying, with my church members, my wacha, I just soon go to my church, no matter, because of all this pressure. 2 weeks back, as we commenced this special episode of the Community Dialogue, on our very first episode, you spoke about it to do with identity crisis.
Yes.
Maybe in summation, do we have parents up to 40 years, but only identity crisis? What's really their goal? Also, because we are now living in a world where even when we are cool, they are not only precious. We are taking our sofa, my new one, by next door. We are living with those type of people. How do we help them as we are concluding?
And we are going to square it. We could have just prove to their neighbors.
Yes.
Go now.
Yes.
You know, and you don't realize kuti zvacho zvikwereti zvapinda mazviri zvakutokupa zvirwere nepressure yepfungwa.
Dzino BP nyanze
pressure. Chaizvo. Inofunga kuti tichikonclude kuda ngati bvumirai nei kuti you know upenyu hoda kuti learn to cut your pattern according to your cloth. Ndio wisdom atikana ngoshaya navatereri vedu. Cut your pattern according to your cloth. ende usada kurarama upenyu hwa vari pa next door dzidza kurarama upenyu hwako iwe ende unyo vamwe vanhu vari kutambura uchifunga kuti vari kukuona havasi kutomufunga nezvako iwe uri kuzvisa pa pressure yacho iyoyo saka just be yourself ini ndio zvada kungoguma nyitaura takafanana neminwe itati minwe haienzani be yourself learn to be satisfied with who you are and with what you have and rega kuda kuita zvokuzokata makona kuzoda kuita zvokuwana zvausiri zvisiri zvako nenzira isiridzo ini I always say kuda zviri nani live your life with a clear conscience rarama upenyu une kugutsikana it is better to have little but with a clear conscience than to have everything when you actually have nothing do you know you can have everything but with nothing because deep inside there will be an emptiness but uchita sekuti une zvose asa una chawo inacho because you are not having a value system saka ndikuti ini ndofunga kuvatereri vedu zvakakosha kuti pressure pressure ndiyo kuti ndoda kugutsikana nhasi ndiyo zvandiri ende ndine vision ndine purpose ndoda kurarama upenyu wandonzwa kuti ndinorarama ndine clear conscience indofunga kuti hakuna chinhu chinokosha a clear conscience unorara hope usingati kwai zvaya zvinonzi kuchishona kuvhunduka kuti chatikwatara unge unecha katurike usavhunduka chatikwatara iva munhu anehu zvauinazvo zvaunoziva kuti zvinobva pakushanda kwakaita
thank you so much dog quite profound to those who might need to get in touch with you vanokubata ipapi nepapi you can free free to share social sure. media handles and your number
sure tinotenda kuda legacy building leaders ndio organization ndio coaching lbl.africa vanda kutsvaka ma details ezvatinoita lbl.africa vanda kutibata pa WhatsApp kapa phone 0773226284 vanotibata ipapo vakaenda paya pandataura ku lbl.africa vanoona na social media platforms edu aripo SA ipapo
again the number for the last time
0773226284 tine ma coaching programs akawanda anobatsira pakurerwa kwevana nokubatsira ivo vana pachavo pakuita career planning yavanenge vachiita zvose izvozvo tinazvo
thank you so much dog this was the voice of Dr. Mugaviri on special episode of the community dialogue this is Kudakwasha Chivuri signing out goodbye good night bye bye
community dialogue nhaurirano yemunharaunda taking it down to the grassroots